Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by Winamp. Subscribe to the Daily Gizwiz and all your favorite podcasts with the ultimate media player. Download it for free at winamp.com. Video bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1134 for Thursday, July 15th, 2010, Magellan's Travel Light.
Now, get ready for Dick.
It's Thursday, time to break out the rock and roll theme.
Does the Gizwiz need another crappy theme?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. It's Thursday. The Gizwiz needs. It's Thursday. Another crappy theme. It's Thursday. The Gizwiz needs. It's Thursday. Another crappy theme.
Yeah, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show. Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, pal, how you doing?
I am great, Dick. How are you today?
I am super, super duper.
Fantastic.
Yes.
We are celebrating the 15th day of July. It's the Ides of July.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
you know what? It's so funny to find someone else who celebrates that.
You and
I
me,
tried
Dick.
To get Macy's to move the fireworks.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? The Ides of July parade?
Yes. You know, I wrote them and I said, listen, 4th of July is a holiday. No one's around. Why don't you move it to the 15th?
Right. No point celebrating then.
Yeah. And that way people wouldn't have to work on a holiday to set them off. They didn't listen. They never listen.
They never listen. Well, Dick, what do you have for us?
I have Travel Light. Would you take a guess?
Okay. It's a special gel. Am I close? It's a special gel you rub on your luggage so that it doesn't weigh as much. Travel
that
Light.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. No, but you were certainly in the travel area, which is good because the word travel was in the clue.
I knew I would something in there.
Exactly. Yes. You know, I did a travel spot for ABC News, and we did travel gadgets together again. And I totally forgot about this gadget. And I was packing stuff away, and I said, oh, you know what? I never talk about this because this is very clever. It's, again, from Magellan's, the Magellan's catalog. And this is a very clever gadget. The Travel Light is a luggage scale with a built-in digital scale. What you do is there's a web belt that you unbuckle, put around your suitcase. When you lift it up, the scale tells you how much it weighs. Now, a lot of international carriers allow 50 pounds for international travel. Above that, you pay overweight. So even though the scale reads out exactly the weight of the luggage, it also has an LED that will light up green if it's under 50 pounds. Then you don't even have to look at the scale. Lights up red if it's over 50 pounds. Then you could look at the scale and go, oh, 52 pounds. I can get 2 pounds out of that easy. And then at the other end is a nice 6 LED flashlight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's very bright. And so this is a neat, it's certainly small enough that you can pack this in your suitcase. You really want it in your suitcase because most of the weight is coming home when you buy all the extra crap. And then, you know, and we talked about this years and years ago, but in case I haven't mentioned it in years, and I don't think I have, is I save clothes I'm going to throw out.
No.
I'm going to tell the story again.
Clothes.
I'm going to throw out
yes.
for a vacation.
Yes. He wears them on the plane, and then people say, who is this sketchy character.
And then I throw them out all during the trip.
It's just like, and you do this why? So that people will think you're a slob? What exactly?
No. Because it's an easy way to throw stuff out on the trip and then have plenty of room in the luggage to bring stuff back.
You could just buy an extra bag, Dick. You don't, you know, just a little hand carrier.
What fun. What fun is this?
Do they ever? Now, here's the question. When you throw this out, do you throw it in the trash in the hotel room?
No more. Not after getting a FedEx package.
That's what I was going to ask.
Not after getting a FedEx package.
You leave your clothes
carefully dry cleaned and pressed.
Mr. DiBartolo, you seem to have left your clothes behind. We've got them here for you.
Right. We had to sew them and stitch them. And since you seem to need funds, we also include a $50 rebate on your last day.
No.
Travel lights under $25, and it's at Magellans.com.
Now, how much does a scale weigh? Quite legitimately, take it to, and our chat room is saying, does it add, how much weight does it add to your luggage to carry that with you?
Oh, that's interesting. Hang on. I have my weight scale.
Can you weigh the scale with the scale?
You could. Anyway. No, my guess is, hang on, my guesstimate, 7.2 ounces.
Oh, it's nothing.
There you go.
If you're that close, Boy, Dick, you're exactly right. 7 ounces.
Does it really weigh?
Yes. You're amazing, Dick DiBartolo. Guess my weight, Dick. Wait a minute, Dick. We've lost your audio. Oh, no. He'll never be able to guess my weight. Golly, that's too bad. Well, it would be difficult because I'm sitting on a ball, and so that makes it very hard to guess somebody's weight anyway.
All I can say is the red light's on, so it's over 50 pounds.
I do weigh over 50 pounds. It's exactly right.
Oh, okay, good. Yes. Then this thing is very accurate.
You win. It's turned off the red light. Let's see here. All right. That's your gadget. That means it's time for me to play this.
Letter is signed Bert, and this letter is quite perplexing. I have a gadget for you. I was in the car, and one of the public radio stations had a cooking show. Okay, so that we have that part established. It's the next part that doesn't quite make sense. On the cooking show, they had someone who came on who tested and reviewed indoor composters. They said a couple smell like a corpse, but their pick is nature. Their pick is at naturemill.com.
Uh-huh.
There's no smell. It's automatic. Some of the others you actually have to mix and aerate.
No,
but there's no
fuss
of smell.
Now, these are suitable for boats.
You know what? There was someone at the marina who had a compost toilet, but boy. You knew something
really?
Was terrible.
They're that stinky, huh? Okay.
On that boat. This was. But the thing is, if I had a cooking show, I don't think I'd invite on guests to demonstrate composting toilet.
No.
No, because the chef coming on as the next guest. all they need now for the composting toilet is a Twitter interface so you can send messages.
No.
Yes, exactly. I just converted 20 pounds of rice-a-roni and ding-dongs into a tray of compost.
You know, it'd be great if you tied that in with your scale and your, because people do this. They tweet what they eat. They tweet what they weigh. All you need is, well.
Yeah.
And then you're set. Functions are carefully calibrated.
Exactly. And out there for all to see.
We do live in public, do we not, Dick? Tomorrow, you are going to go out in public. He only does it once a week. He's got to toddle on down to the gadget warehouse and pick up a gadget for us.
Right. Go by the little playground.
Wave.
Say hi to the kids.
Wave at the ghost of Leo.
Which is a warehouse is on the same block, 83rd Street.
Is it really? It's on the same block.
Same block.
Well, that's wild, isn't it?
It is wild.
All this
time. It just is.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was playing in the playground next to the gadget warehouse. Who would have thought 72 years later, here I'd be.
72 years and 72 pounds later.
Yeah, yes. Dick, we'll talk to you tomorrow for the Gadget Warehouse Friday.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz.
Its own gravy. Yeah.